No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me, along with Captain Dennis. We are going to be the crew today, whether you like it or not. I will apologize in advance. Ed and Keith are, well, you know, they're passed out after Thanksgiving, loaded up on turkey, and, you know, they fell asleep right after the last piece of pumpkin pie, and I don't think they've awakened since, as far as I know. So they're not here, so it's just me and Dennis. We're going to navigate the latest aviation news and information because, well, that's we're the only ones that are still awake. Right, Dennis?
Yeah, we're the relief crew.
Okay, we'll go with that. That could be... That could be a good excuse as well, I guess. So anyway, we're going to do our best. We got a lot to be thankful for. We'll get to that. But before we do, you know, I know you might be listening on a car radio right now, or you're stuck at a store or something. You know, it's the busiest shopping weekend of the year. What the heck are you doing? I know you had no choice. The spouse probably made you come out there and do this. Or you have to pick up something for, you know, your better half or whatever. And, you know, don't forget that all you really have to do is to go into your local flight school and get a gift certificate for flight training. Okay? So that'd be the ultimate gift to give anyone on your gift-giving list. Am I right, Dennis? Are you back me on this?
I will definitely back you up.
So give the gift of flight. I'm here to remind you and to save you the headaches of what you may be dealing with when it comes to all that mall traffic and stuff. Don't go there. And if
there's
you're
only
stuck
so
there,
many pairs of socks and slippers you can get. You
that's
know?
Right. You know,
give them something different.
Right. Give the gift of flight. And if you're already stuck in traffic and you didn't think of this and you're already halfway there or already stuck in a mall, you're sitting on a bench, you know, listening to your iPod or whatever, you know, just surf the web and find your local flight school and call them up and ask them if you could purchase a certificate or, even better, a Discover flight. Maybe just do that. They do that at Flight Training Professionals. You know, they usually run like $100 deals or something, you know, thereabouts. And you can give someone a Discover flight and let them take the controls and fly a plane around for an hour or so. That would be a pretty sweet gift. Heck, I would even like that. Is my wife listening? No, she never does. So anyway, there's our little public service announcement for the aviation community. Give the gift of flight. And we'll be doing that over the next few weeks just to save you a little time and frustration. Now, what do we have to be thankful for? Well, just being here, first of all. I'll put that one on the board. But when it comes to being an aviator, you in particular, Dennis, have a lot to be thankful for this year. And I'm thankful for you, but I'll let you go first. What is it?
I'm thankful that I have a wife that pushed me to buy our airplane this year.
Yes, man. What
a year it has been. We've been up at the hangar the last couple of days because... we just crossed the 60-hour mark on the engine, since I took the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
So it was time for another oil change. And so it's been really kind of, you know, pull the covers off and actually get a little greasy myself because I wanted to, you know, get into it. But, you know, just you start looking back 60 hours already. It's only, you know, and then you start looking at the logbooks and it was June. Less than 6 months, and we have been flying the pants off that airplane.
Well, there you go. 60 hours of quality time in the sky.
Yep.
You're thankful for that. You're thankful for your wife that let you do this. Or actually, that's what I keep forgetting this. She actually pushed you to go ahead and purchase the airplane.
Yep. It was definitely her that was the final, let's just do this. Just go find what you want. You know, it's time.
There are a lot of guys listening right now that would like to see if you'd be willing to offer her up as a gift to every other man.
Coincidentally, Thanksgiving weekend is also our anniversary weekend. And this is especially monumental because it's our 20th anniversary this
okay.
weekend.
Okay, well, so I'm going to take that as a no.
She is off the market. I'm sorry,
yeah.
But I'm keeping this one.
Well, maybe after 20 years, you've had enough. Mm. No,
I asked her again, and she said, "No, I'll stay where I got."
Okay, we gotta wait for science to catch up so we can clone her,
right?
And let other guys benefit from that kind of encouragement to be an aviator. I would imagine she's a fairly rare bird when it comes to that kind of thing.
Especially for those that listen to the show, they know that she's not a real big fan of flying in small planes. She gets sick and. Same thing with boats. She just doesn't like it that much. But she knows how much I do and how much the kids do. And with our son in college, studying to be a professional aviator and doing all of his, instrument training. And our daughter, waiting in the wings quite literally. As soon as she can get old enough, she's going to start taking lessons, in the powered planes and flying gliders for now. She is, all three of us just enjoy having that airplane and being able to go zip down to Florida on Labor Day weekend because we can.
Well, I'm starting to wonder if those 60 hours are mom time. She looked at that I can get rid of all three of them and have my life back for 60 hours over a six-month period. Pretty sweet. Yep. No,
nobody
I think
to mess up the house. And
she's just supportive.
After.
Yes, I kid. Yeah, everybody wants one like that, including me, even though my wife does pretty good, but she hasn't said, go ahead and buy the airplane yet. She hasn't said no, so I take that as a yes.
That's all you need.
Exactly.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yes. Correct. So anyway, that is pretty cool. And yeah, you got your Mooney, and you have flown it quite a bit. We haven't done our big trip down to the Keys or over to the Caribbean, like over to the Bahamas yet. But that's on the list, probably to get through the winter months and then spring, that kind of thing. We'll make a plan. Is that the deal, you think?
I'm thinking the winter months are when we want to do it. I think after the first of the year, I'm going to be sick and tired of the cold up here, and maybe needing to go do something fun and warm.
Okay, I'm ready anytime. I'm just sitting here ready to go. So you pick a time and a place. Well, you pick the time, I'll pick the place. How about that?
There you go. That sounds like a plan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we have lots of options. I mean, even if we don't get across the pond to Bimini or some of the out islands, there's opportunities. We could even go down into the Keys area. There's Ocean Reef Club in Key Largo. Maybe we can get an opportunity to check out the aviation lifestyle there with the fly-in community.
Well, there you go. They probably know about us, so they may say no.
Yeah, but
there's a few other options. We could fly down to Marathon.
Yes, we could. Sugarloaf or some of the places that Tom Haines flew in during doing the relief flights for the Keys. We could check that out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or we could go all the way to Key West.
We could. I mean, and I'm pretty familiar with the layout there, so we could have a good old time. I have no doubt about that. So you just pick the time, and then we'll decide where we want to go. Well, we got to do that, and then we also got to run over to Bimini. Bimini actually would be shorter than going down
right.
to the Keys.
Yep.
So you flew down here, pick me up in Orlando, and then we could fly. It'd take us maybe a couple hours to get from Orlando to Bimini. It's only like a 20-minute flight from Fort Lauderdale.
Right. So, we just have to get down there, land in Fort Lauderdale somewhere, be able to pick up some survival gear because we're going to want to probably rent a raft to have in the plane and make sure we got life jackets.
You don't have that stuff already?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just it's weight that I wouldn't want to carry around in the plane up here. We really don't have a lot of opportunities to fly over, extended open water where a raft would be helpful.
True. I understand. Yeah, those.
But maybe on the next Delta flight, I'll just reach under the seat and grab one or two of them. No, never mind.
Yeah, you could do that. I don't think they'd miss them.
No.
Yeah.
Nobody'd ever look.
Sure. So, that's kind of cool. What about given the gift of flight? Are you planning to get something for the plane for yourself? Is the missus planning to do something to further your aviation training at all? Do you know?
Well, I'm actually working on a commercial still, but I'm supposed to be flying. As soon as we get done recording this episode, I'm supposed to go up with one of the instructors from Austin's school. He happens to live in the area here, so he wants to go fly our Mooney, and so I said, I'll make a trade with you. So I'm gonna do some commercial maneuvers with him in the Mooney, and in exchange, let him get some Mooney time.
Well, what kind of maneuvers will those be?
Oh, things like there's commercial maneuvers, things like chandelles, lazy eights, turns, steep spirals. All those are maneuvers that are beyond what you normally would do in a private pilot type check ride.
Mm-hmm.
It's to demonstrate mastery of the airplane, being able to handle it through all the different speeds. You know, like a chandelle is it's basically 180 degree reversing turn, something like almost like what a fighter pilot would do to evade.
Right.
And it's if you were to fly into, say, a box canyon and suddenly need to be able to get out, you want to be able to demonstrate that you can pull the airplane into a bank hard, you know, add the power and make a turn in the minimum amount of radius and things like that. It's just demonstrating, you know, a little bit more advanced control of the airplane.
Understood. And you're supposed to sing out loud while you do that, kind of like one of the chandelles or something. Is that?
No.
It's like a Motown. Is it a move, maybe?
But I think the Top Gun soundtrack, like while you're doing it, might be appropriate.
Okay, that would make sense, too. But I think there's some kind of dance move you're supposed to run, or, you know, like the Saturday Night Fever, you know, finger point, maybe. That'd be extra credit.
Okay.
So I say, like I know. All right, more coming up on Just Plane Radio. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your dive safety association.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Shall I begin the Christmas story?
Absolutely.
Something about Christmas time.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, and Captain Dennis. And we had to play our first Christmas song of the year because it's after Thanksgiving. It's the law, I think. Right, Dennis?
Yeah, at least you're waiting till after Thanksgiving. I think all the local malls started playing Christmas songs after Halloween this
year. They did. So we're a little bit more traditional or just late. I don't know. But
no, I think we're just early enough.
Okay. I'll go with that, too. That's how
I feel. It is Black Friday, so we're in the Christmas shopping season, right?
Well, it's the day after. So
yeah,
it's
day after, right.
What, but, Super Saturday?
That's behind us.
Yeah, yep. It's Aviation Saturday.
There we go.
Yeah, buy some. So give the gift of flight Saturday. I don't know. We got to come up with something. It just kind of makes it super. So it is like a Super Saturday. But, you know, the thing is, given the gift of flight is the thing you should be thinking about. It'd save you a lot of headache, time at the mall, whatever. And you would benefit by having another aviator around you. So,
or if you don't fly already, they'll learn to fly, and then you can look down at all the traffic as you're trying to get out of your hometown and head off to family for the holidays, and just look down and go, huh, I don't have to deal with that mess.
That would be nice. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you always want to be that, you know, helicopter traffic reporter. Yeah, I mean, did you see the news this past week, like on the 405 out in California? They had like a crazy traffic problem.
That's every day, though.
Well, it's every day, but they had some kind of special problem the other day, and it was taking people like an hour to go 6 miles or something. So, you know, I'm glad I'm not them, but if you're up in the sky, you're like, suck it, losers. It's what the Christmas.
Santa Monica's trying to shut down airports to make it, you know, not viable to get around another way, right?
Yeah. But, I mean, if you're that guy who gets to look down on everybody else and say, you know, suck it, I mean, that kind of epitomizes the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's what I'm going with. All right. So, you mentioned you wanted to get some things for the Mooney for Christmas for yourself. Or do you think there's any chance that someone around you there at the homestead are going to, you know, oblige and accomplish that kind of goal? Or
what? No. No, I think this is on me, but we've been putting together a list of stuff now that we've had the airplane for a few months and starting, you know, what do we really need? Because, you know, the airplane was pretty well equipped, but...
Well, you need a ditch bag because you just said you don't have
We need a life raft.
You need a raft, yes.
But I only need to borrow that for the few, you know, maybe once a year that we go across the pond. Does it make sense to keep it and certify it and not make sure it doesn't get ripped during the 6 months of the winter up here?
Well, true. But I was thinking, do you have a ditch bag in your Mooney up for, you know, to deal with the environment up there in Minnesota during the winter months?
We generally take, you know, warm clothes with us because, well, you need it just to get in the plane.
Well, yeah, but you said Austin earlier this week got stranded because happened to his plane.
Well, he learned a valuable lesson about being prepared.
Right.
He had just a routine flight lesson through his school. It was his long cross country, and he wound up flying up to northern Minnesota to an airport and was supposed to land there and then fly back via two other airports. And, well, when he landed up north, turns out they had a nose wheel go flat on the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And on a Sunday night, there's not a lot of maintenance folks available, and he had to wait till the next morning for a plane to be ferried up from the flight school with a mechanic and another tire to swap it out. And so having an extra set of clothes with you and, you know, maybe a toothbrush is probably not a bad thing to pack with if you're, you know, going very far away.
Well, what about a sleeping bag? Some insulation that way. That's where I was going with Minnesota, you know. I mean, well, I don't know. Where was he?
He was in Minnesota.
He wasn't. So he
landed up in Duluth, Minnesota. But, you know, he landed at the airport where he got stranded. So luckily the FBO there has actual beds and, you know, a nice little crash pad for the pilots that are flying in and staying for a whole day, you know, while they're waiting for their passengers and things like that, you know, like charter pilots and
corporate flights. Let him use that?
Yep, so he was able to stay there right in the airport and wait for the mechanic the next morning.
Hmm. Well, that was convenient. I didn't know they had that. Does a lot of FBOs have those?
A lot of them do have a pilot sleeping lounge that they can crash, because you'll have pilots that will fly the passengers in for business meetings, and then they just have to hang out at the airport till, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at night when they're finally done and ready to head back.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do?
Take a nap. Right. Okay, yeah, I guess I've seen the nap room there at the one here in Orlando.
Yeah, I'm sure at Atlantic, I'm sure that they have
it. They got a room with some lounges in it and stuff like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call them beds necessarily, but maybe they have those too. I don't know. All right, well, so you may not get the stuff from them, but you need to kind of put together like a over-the-water ditch bag. So that's kind of on your list, but what else? What do you think?
But what we're looking at is, you know, what do we need to add to the Mooney to make it, you know, better for us, a little easier to manage, maybe improve navigation. And so we've obviously ADS-B is something we've talked about quite a bit, and it's something we have to get in this airplane in the next 2 years just because of the requirements.
Right.
So just a matter of timing. When do we do it? So we're looking at that as one of the things we have to add. But one of the things that I find missing is the fact that I don't have an actual IFR-certified GPS. I've got two older VOR navcoms, and I have a GPS in the plane, but it's not approved for instrument. So it's, you know, it would be nice to modernize and get it so that I can actually fly ILS or VOR approaches and GPS approaches into the airports, but that's a pretty sizable chunk of change.
Yeah, it isn't even, like a portable unit you can put up on the dash.
No, we have to actually get, it has to be installed in the plane. Even a used Garmin 430 that is approaching 20 years old is still worth over $7,000, and the new ones are 10 to 11. So it's a big chunk of change. But the other thing that we are looking at adding to the plane here in the short term is an engine monitor. When this airplane was built, there wasn't a lot of consideration given to how the engine's performing. There's a single exhaust gas temperature probe to tell you how hot the exhaust is to try to help you with leaning it. There's one cylinder head temperature and one oil pressure gauge. That's it.
Well, that sounds simple enough.
It is, but it doesn't give you the whole picture of what's right. going on. And with technology, things have improved so much. There's companies like JPI, EI, and Insight that are producing these wonderful engine monitors that monitor exhaust gas on all four cylinders, cylinder head temperatures on all of them, and they record this information. So if you were to have maybe a rough running engine or something weird going on, you can download that data and your mechanic can look at it and say, oh, yeah, we're seeing the number three cylinder is running cold. You know, let's go look at that spark plug. Things like that can can save a lot of time and trouble, but it also can prevent you from, leaning incorrectly where you could maybe overheat the cylinder and cause the cylinders to fail or wear out prematurely.
Right. So price tag on something like that, you think would be what, ranging?
I think you can get the unit itself for about $3,000.
Okay, well, that's cheaper than the GPS thing.
Yeah, it's a lot less, so that might be, at least that gives me something usable right away.
All right. Well, that's probably a little bit beyond my budget. I was not that I was looking to get you anything, Dennis. I'm just saying.
Well, but, think about your friends up north.
I'm thinking of them. That's all I'm going to do.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are navigating the latest aviation news and information. And by the way, something that's on my list that I'm going to make sure I get is tickets to the new Jimmy Buffett Broadway show that is going to launch next year. You heard about that, Dennis?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It's like Welcome to Margaritaville. I don't know if there's going to be any aviation stuff in it, but I'm planning to go up there to New York at least twice this next year. So I'm planning to catch that show. And I'm not even sure when it opens, but it opens in the next few months, I guess. I don't think it's not too far away from opening, actually. But Welcome to Margaritaville. The other one, when I was up there in New York, was a show called, Here Come Now or Come Here Now or something. It was about the planes that were grounded during 9/11 in Newfoundland, Canada. And it's a musical. And it was really good. And they, they did a lot of bits about flying. Matter of fact, there's one song in the musical where the pilot sings this whole song about her learning to fly and being a first female captain or something like that. And it's really good. So there's something that maybe you could consider putting on your list. And that's showing now on Broadway. So it has, a mix of like Broadway and aviation, which is the best of both worlds, wouldn't you think?
Well, that gives us a good excuse to go to New York.
That's what I'm saying. That'd be another reason to, take a trip up north. But we would definitely want to wait past the winter months before we do that.
Probably.
We'd go up there during the summer and fly your plane up there around the Statue of Liberty and go catch a show or two. And then maybe we turn around and head down to the Keys. I don't know. That might work. You think?
We could try.
We could try it for sure.
Just have to have the free time.
Yeah. Now, that was going on when... Well, I found that out a couple weeks ago. I was up in New York, doing some other business and family time and things. And there was a big aviation incident that happened while I was in New York City that we haven't talked about yet here on Just Plain Radio. And it involves the Icon aircraft. That floatier plane, that new plane, newfangled thing.
The amphibian?
Yeah, awesome-looking plane, but it's having issues. We'll talk about it next.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Enough reindeer games. Back to the sky, boys. We need to shave 3 minutes off our flight time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the year.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, a co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Dennis, navigating the latest aviation news and information. And that makes it the most wonderful time of the year almost every Saturday, if you ask me. Would you agree, Dennis?
Yes, it is.
Okay, all right. That was easy. It was easy, really easy. Anyway,
I like Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I love Christmas, and it's close enough. It's after Thanksgiving, and everybody's out there. And you know, I do. I get excited about it every year. And even though some of the songs like that might get a little annoying after a time, you know, the first time you hear it for the season, it sounds magical.
And but then if after you've ever worked in a shopping mall after
well,
the 10th
exactly.
time that day, you're well, ready to claw your ears out.
It doesn't take long for it to turn into an earworm, and you kind of go, oh, my God, not again. But, hey, now it's still fresh. Give it another few days, and it'll burn out quick. But regardless, you know, hopefully you're starting the holidays off well, and you obviously you're spending quality time right now with Just Plane Radio. All right, so the Icon aircraft. You know, we saw this a few weeks ago in Tampa, the Tampa fly-in with AOPA, and they have a flight, an Icon flight school over there at the Tampa airport that we were hanging out for the event, for the fly-in, and I was talking to the folks. They had, I think they said they had like 4 aircraft or so that people can come over and try out for an hour or two, or rent them and that kind of thing, or go through the whole certification to learn how to fly in these new aircraft that really are a unique new offering for people that are just trying to learn to fly. These are supposedly, you know, created to be like idiot-proof, Greg-proof, super easy to fly. Layout is more like a car than a plane. And they're amphibious, so you know you can land and take off from the water. Two-seaters, really cool space-age kind of cockpit-type thing, and almost looks like, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Jetsons a little bit, like the spaceships and the Jetsons when you look at this cockpit a little bit. Yeah, are you with me on that, Dennis? Have you seen them up close?
It was designed to be really basic, and instead of focusing on all of the aircraft instruments and gauges, They kept it really Spartan, and you know they have an airspeed indicator and an altitude, and something that was kind of unique is an angle of attack indicator.
Right.
The idea being, as long as you can keep the airplane's angle of attack within the green arc, the airplane's not going to stall, and so it was there to help simplify flying for the pilot.
Very forgiving aircraft is how it's been pitched, for especially beginner pilots. Much like a high wing 172 Cessna is pretty forgiving too. When you're learning to fly, they say it's like the easiest plane to learn to fly in. So because it's pretty forgiving in that regard, as long as you don't go past certain thresholds and stuff like that. But it's almost self-leveling after you let go of the controls at altitude and that kind of thing. But Icon has some of those same type of parameters, and they're pitching it like, okay, this is going to be the next even easier aircraft to learn to fly in. And, you know, now a few of them have been shipped to the first set of owners. I mean, they've sold a lot of them, and now the deliveries are happening. And one of the first guys What's his name again? What happened?
Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay, who's a pitcher, famous, right?
Yeah, Major League Baseball pitcher. I think he was with Philadelphia.
Right. And so he got his plane and didn't have a good outcome. And I'm not, you know, and when I said they have, you know, Icon Aircraft's having issues, I don't think they're having any kind of design issues, but they've already had like two major accidents with this airplane, very prominent accidents. And that guy lost his life. And, you know, whether it ends up being, you know, some kind of equipment problem, we'll find out. But from what I'm seeing, and there's a video up on YouTube, it looks like, you know, the witnesses are saying he was maybe hot-dogging a little bit. You know, who knows for sure. But is that what you saw, too?
Yep, that's what I saw. And, in fact, the NTSB has already got a preliminary findings published on it. You know, they've actually recovered information from the flight data recorder in that airplane that showed, you know, what altitudes he was at and what his speeds were and whatnot. And it did show a number of, you know, high-speed, low-altitude passes and things like that that had happened. Interestingly enough, if the aircraft is even equipped with a ballistic parachute, so, you know, if there was like an engine failure, he'd have an option to pull the chute.
Right.
But they found the locking pin was still in the airplane.
Oh, geez.
So he hadn't gone through the checklist and pulled the pin and, you know, armed the system. It probably would not have helped in this case, but we're not sure. I mean, what happened to cause the dive at the last minute there? You know, could it have been an option? We don't know.
Right. Yeah, the video, I mean, it doesn't show the crash from what I saw, but you hear the people freaking out, and, you know, it's obviously not good in that regard. And
right. Well, and it's not good for Icon's image either. You know, there's a second high-profile crash. You know, like you said, I don't think there's anything wrong with the airplane, but I think there's an image problem with how they're portraying the airplane as being, you know, a jet ski for the sky type of a thing, and, you know, pitching it to be flown low and fast, and it's still an airplane.
It has its limits.
You have to fly them properly. You need to learn. You need to have the skills.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have a design problem necessarily, or you know, how they're making the plane or anything like that, or how it's holding up. They got a PR problem, because, like you said, yeah, two big incidents this soon, and the production run of the airplane is not good.
No, and so the first one involved their chief test pilot.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll tell you what, I've seen them when we were in Tampa. I, you know, saw them up close again, and I still would like to fly one of these things. I think they're pretty cool friggin' plane from what I've seen.
Well, I think it's great the fact that you can trailer the thing home like a jet ski and park it in your garage and not need to hangar it. You can take it out to your local boat ramp and push it off and go fly.
Yeah. Well, you take it out of the Gulf of Mexico and you could pop the top on this thing and go fishing. Or go snorkeling someplace. I mean,
I've seen pictures with scuba tanks in the back. Where, right. You know.
Yeah, that's, and you and I are both divers. We think along those lines, and that would be a pretty cool you know, option to have. I mean, it doesn't have a huge amount of carry capacity.
Who needs a surface float? We'll just take the whole plane with
us.
That's
right. That'll be our surface buoy. But
lobster diving.
So I would hate to see them suffer. You know, the company. You know, end up going down or something because of these high-profile accidents. We'll have to wait and see where the dust settles on this, unfortunately, and see, you know, because it's operator error. I mean, you know, as a diver, you know how it works in the dive industry, too. You know, we have different types of equipment, whether maybe like it's a rebreather or something, and there'll be an accident and somebody dies. And, I mean, 9 times out of 10, It is operator error. It has nothing to do with the equipment or the design. It's somebody's got too complacent, just like they would with any airplane, and didn't do a checklist and that kind of thing. But who gets blamed, or who gets the black eye? A lot of times it goes back to the manufacturers. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
And
they go where the money is.
Yeah.
They're going to go pursue that
wallet.
Or they
think, oh, that's way too dangerous, I'm not going to do that. And then, you know,
it's not fair.
Suffers.
It's perfectly safe if it's flown appropriately and the pilots are properly trained.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously I feel for this guy's, you know, family and friends, and, you know, we'll find out soon enough if indeed he did kind of go beyond the limits. But like you said, initial, you know, review of the video looks like something was going on, but I don't know. You can't really design stuff to make it totally idiot-proof. Not that he was an idiot.
They just keep making smarter idiots.
Or bold proof, I guess. You know what I mean? Or, you know, when you go beyond your limits of training, you're asking for trouble. And you have no one else to blame, unfortunately.
Well, how do they say it? There's lots of old pilots and there's lots of bold pilots, but I've never seen an old, bold pilot.
Correct. Yeah. And you know, the only downside from a PR standpoint I think Icon's going to have is, like you said, they are presenting it as a super safe aircraft, and now you got two incidents that are very high profile. And, well, okay, it may be a safer aircraft, but it's not fail-safe. You still got to, you know, abide by the basic laws of physics and flying and that kind of thing, and, you know, just don't be dumb about it. But if you follow rules and fly within the limits, it should be a fairly safe vehicle to take you around and have some fun.
And it could be a lot of fun. It could open up a lot of other opportunities for people for flying, because it is a lower cost airplane.
Yeah.
It's a smaller plane, a little less training required.
I like all of those. So I haven't given up on them, and hopefully they'll weather this storm well in the coming years. We'll have to wait and see. More coming up.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Have you ever seen a diver down flag floating on top of the water? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what this means whether you're diving or not next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
In the U.S., a red flag with a diagonal white stripe through it means diver down. It's a badge of honor when seen on a diver's shirt, hat, bumper sticker, and the like. However, when you see a dive flag on the water, boaters should stay at least 300 feet away, while divers stay within 150 feet of their flag. It's the law in some areas and just good sense in order to prevent injury by prop and vessel strikes. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Takeoff with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
So beautiful. It's like Christmas Day and I got all the presents I asked for.
I want to tell you what I didn't get for Christmas. The very thing I wanted the most. No island or peninsula or isthmus. If that's your guess, well, you're getting close. So close as you can put your finger on it. So far, my wishes just didn't do. I didn't get for Christmas what I wanted. A little more time with you. Yeah, a little more time with you. A jingle bell chime and another word to rhyme. And a little more time with you.
Well, it's not too late. Just get a plane and you'll get there quicker, right? This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, Captain Dennis, rounding out the crew today. So, and that's worked out quite well for you and your Mooney. So, because you've been able, I mean, you've flown 60 hours in the last 6 months. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
And it gets you there quicker, right?
Well, 9 hours, not, you know, one way to Florida is pretty decent. When you start looking at the how long it takes you to get to the airport, go through security, check your bags, all that fun stuff, then fly layover, get your bags. It's almost the same time.
Well, I don't know. It wouldn't be the same time. You save time. Plus, you get the much better scenery.
Right.
And you control your own destiny.
You get to see more of the country. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get to stop at places you wouldn't normally go to, like Cape Girardeau, Missouri, for a fuel stop and delicious food at Sandy's restaurant next door. You know, really kind of fun places that you would never normally go to, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, if you just mention the place, I go, why would you want to go there? And then you mention Sandy's. I'm like, it's a food thing. Okay. Understood.
All right. Well, it just, you know, we didn't know that was there. It just turns out that there was a restaurant, you know, right next to the FBO when we stopped for gas, and it was fantastic.
Aha. Well, there you go. Really,
the country fried steak, highly recommend.
Okay. All right. We'll put that one on the list. All right. Do you got some plans to fly the Mooney over the holidays, though?
We do. My sister actually moved. Her and her family, they moved south. They finally gave up on Fargo, North Dakota, and moved to a climate a little bit warmer. They moved to the Austin, Texas area. So I think we're going to go take a little trip with the kids and go down and see my sister and my niece and nephews. And while we're there, it happens to be the home of Mooney Aircraft. They're located just a little farther south in Kerrville, Texas.
Okay.
So I think we might have to go stop in at the Mooney factory with our Mooney.
Yeah, because you already got your eyes on a new plane. Is that right?
Oh, I always got my eyes on it.
True.
I don't know
who
if
doesn't?
That'll happen, but it can't hurt to look, right?
So what is it?
Mooney has a new model. They have just got it certified back in March, and actually I just saw online that they made their first customer delivery of the new Mooney Ovation Ultra.
Okay, and so this is, describe it, how big that kind
of thing? It's a little bit longer than my airplane. Mm-hmm. So it's still built on this, it's the same basic Mooney M20 airframe, but they've made it a little bit longer so there's more leg room inside for the passengers and for the pilots. But they've also re-engineered a lot of the cabin. Our airplane and all of the Moonies that followed were always built with a single door. It was on the co-pilot side, so you have to climb in over the wing and then shuffle over to the pilot seat.
Right.
Mooney finally put in a second door.
Well, wait, is that the one we saw at the
fly-in?
That's
the one you saw at Tampa.
Oh, so that was the Ovation.
That's the Ovation, the new one.
Oh, okay.
And one of the other changes that they've made to it is our airplane is all aluminum skin. Well, they have actually switched to a combination of aluminum and fiberglass or composite. So now the cabin itself is covered in a lighter weight composite material instead of being riveted aluminum. So that's making some changes to the structure and making it smoother. There's no rivet lines, easier to attach the skin to the fuselage, things like that.
Right. Now, I forget how much this one was. Do you remember what I told you?
It's still a lot more than I can afford. I think I think it was just under $700,000.
That sounds correct. But you got that money. A little extra Christmas cash laying around.
Sure.
Think?
Yeah. Well, maybe we can get Mooney to donate one to Just Plain Radio, and we'll talk about all of the trips that we're going on with it. And
Well, I'll tell you what. When we were at the fly-in in Tampa, I did meet with a finance company guy. So I could introduce you to Dennis.
Yeah.
Because he knows about my finances. He knows about
Yeah. He's, go see was, Keith.
Yeah. He's like, you're the one with Keith's credit card, right? And I'm like, yeah, usually. But yeah, he goes, well, that's your only chance. So, but yeah, I could introduce you to him.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah. So if you could get the clearance on the credit, you'd buy that, you think?
I don't know. That's a lot of money to tie up. I mean, that's
then you don't have to
several
buy all
houses.
You don't have to buy all those upgrades for your current plane.
Let's see, $20,000 into the panel to get me everything I want, or $700,000 for a new plane. Let me think.
Well, yeah, but you would just put it on your credit card anyway.
Yeah. And just make $20,000 a month payments, right?
Yeah. Well, these finance guys, they perform magic.
Right.
So they like, you do this, you sign the paper, and you'll pay it whenever. That's kind of how it was described to me. And I was like, he goes, but not you, Greg. That would only apply to Keith.
Yeah,
or maybe Dennis.
At least Keith has got a business that he could write that off for and use it for training or whatever that they would.
Well, no, if you did it, you could write it off because you'd be, I would have to make you fly me around where I need to go. But yeah, we could work this deal. Yeah,
we'd have to talk to talk to some tax attorneys and figure out a way to make that the official corporate aircraft.
That's right.
Plain radio.
We just got to, find out which person we're supposed to pay off.
Or we could talk to Trump. The new tax cuts, I guess, are supposed to benefit the poorest of the jet owners.
Okay.
So maybe we can fit into that somewhere.
All right. Man, we definitely would fit into that category, or I would. So we'll see. But yeah, I mean, that sounds pretty nice. I mean, I sat in that airplane. That was a really nice aircraft.
I sat in it at Oshkosh, and I took pictures of me inside of it to compare. Like, oh, it's nice. It's comfy.
Yes, it is. You know, the carry capacity is a payload bigger and more?
It's actually only about 50 or 60 pounds more than what mine can carry.
Mm, but it's faster, I would assume.
It's a lot faster. Yeah. The high-end, the turbocharged one, I think they said is the fastest production piston airplane. And I think it's clocking in at like 248 knots.
Whoa. Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, and you're flying in the flight levels, so that's moving.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we know what we want for Christmas. Santa, are you listening? Or maybe Keith. I'll distract him. You grab his credit card, and we'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's a plan.
And we'll end it on that very giving note. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plain Radio is brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site for Morbid.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plain Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlainRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plain Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plain Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlainRadio.com.